Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Andre from the Opinionated Podcast, and I just want to remind you that we are live every Sunday on our Facebook page, and you can find us wherever you stream your music at the Opinionated Podcast. We drop a new episode every Tuesday. So remember to like, share, comment, and don't forget to subscribe. Enjoy the show.
Today's sponsor is brought to you by the ladies at Ideas Unlimited. You got a birthday party you need thrown? Maybe a baby shower, a wedding party, a divorce party. These ladies got everything you need. They make everything custom to your liking. Centerpieces, backdrops, the custom balloon arches. You need a throne chair? They got you. You want to look fly on the 360 booth? They got you. They also do custom treats. You want a bag of Doritos with your face on it? A Snicker bar with your face on it? They got you. Hit these ladies up for all your party needs. They're on Facebook and Instagram. Ideas Unlimited. This is the Opinionated Podcast. We never do anything professional, but these ladies do.
What's good, fellas? How y'all? Another episode of Opinionated Podcast. What's up?
I'm good.
What up?
I'm good. So, recently, we all know Diddy's house was raided. While his house was being raided, I don't think he fled the country. Maybe he was taking a trip out of country conveniently at the same time his house was being raided.
He fled.
Okay.
Yeah, let's call him Sean.
Sean Combs. All right. I don't know what they were looking for. They really haven't released anything of what they're looking for or what they found in his house at the time.
Well, he's being investigated for trafficking, not narcotics or anything like that. SEX, human trafficking and stuff like that. Yeah, that type of stuff. Which is very serious stuff.
So, wow.
Yep.
That is it. The last guy that did that or was known to do that was found dead, yeah, Hanging in his cell that he committed suicide in.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, last episode we did with this, I was talking about how your contract could be up, the deals that you make with the devil in the dark. A lot of stuff is coming out now about Sean, about these rooms that he was in, these rooms he was trying to take people in. I was just watching an interview with the rapper Cocaine. He was on Corey Holcomb. And he was talking about how Diddy picked him up, and they was going to different, they went to a party. And as they was driving, he had some pills in his car. You know, he pulled out the glove compartment. Allegedly, what he said, it was some pills in there, ecstasy pills. Did he ask him, did he want some? Cocaine said, no, I'm good. I only do weed.
The rapper named Cocaine said he didn't want any drugs.
He only smokes weed. He's a West Coast dude. So he said he went in the house. It was like a three floors. Took him to the first floor. They was partying. Second floor, this is his words, it was some more hardcore partying. On the third floor, when he got to the third floor, he was like, what the fuck is this? He said he seen dudes in the corner kissing, other dudes in the corner engaging in sexual acts. He was like, yo. He said, Diddy could see the uncomfortableness on my face. Because in my mind, I was like, what the fuck? Because it was like, what the fuck is this? What's going on? He said, so Diddy said, yo, man, all right, I'm going to get you up out of here. You know, I'm going to, you know, drop you off. This is his story. I don't know how true it is, so I ain't going to say, yeah, that's what actually happened. But seems like a lot of things going on, man.
What I need to know is this. Why is it that, and I'm not denying any of this stuff, because at this point we've been hearing about these things for years, and we've been saying, oh, that's just a hater, or that's just a scorned person who has stories and they're making it all up. I mean, there's got to be some credence to these stories to what Sean Puffy Combs is accused of. There got to be some credence. But what I need to know is, why do you feel like you need to test every man? Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, even if it was a woman, right? Let me ask you a question, right? I'm signing a woman. Yeah. Every woman I'm signing, like, might not be the cutest. Like, you might sign, you know, Cassie, or you might sign, I don't know, fucking Leslie Jones, right? Yeah. Why would I need to take Leslie Jones to the same area I'm taking Cassie. Cassie is bad as shit. I'm saying this in the case of men. Cassie bad as shit. She's cute. I would like to, you know, do things with her. So I'm taking her and seeing what her, checking her temperature. I'm not going to take Leslie Jones to the same place to check her temperature because I'm not interested. Why is Diddy interested in every man and wants them to be gay? Somebody got to tell me that.
Well,
allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah. So from what I hear from, what you hear from a lot of superstars who try to escape these rooms is like, hey, you know, they try to take these men in these rooms to see where they can test their waters at with them. And after they do whatever they do with, you know, if the dude goes along with it, it seems like every guy who goes in that room blows up with fame. So I'm guessing he's, that's his weird way of putting people on. If that's the way you want to put me on to achieve millions, I want no parts of that shit. I'd rather live in, I'm doing well off. I'm doing what I love to do. Making the money that I'm comfortable with making. I don't want to make beyond that because I was watching a TikTok with Luke, and Luke was saying, you know, speaking somewhat on this, he was like, look, man, when you walk, you like going in these rooms with these millionaires, he said, when you walk in these rooms, once you cross that threshold and you do, and you partake in anything that goes in that room, they own you from there. You can never go against them. He said, these are the same people that is running the fucking world, the government, everything. You can't turn against them. Well, yeah, you will beyond a superstar, but once you turn on them, that's it.
Well, let's be clear about what that clip was saying, at least the little part of the clip that I saw. Indirectly, yes. But it wasn't about sex at that point. He's saying like, hey, if they feel like they can use you to push their products or push their, like their corporations, it's not necessarily an individual, but it's corporations who are ran by individuals who run the world, which control the government and all that stuff. That's assumed. We know that. But it's more about, hey, we are the people who are going to put you in position. We see that you can be the person put in this position. So we're going to basically appoint you in these positions. So, you know, in turn, you're going to get millions or billions, or you're going to be doing things that, you know, may seem amazing financially. But just as quickly as we can put you in that position, we can take you out, right? Once you start speaking out against us and try to take us to court and making our lives a little bit more hectic than it needs to be, and we go to your manager, we talk to you, you flag us off. We go to your manager can't get control of you. Now it's time to end your shit because we can, and we can put somebody else there. So that's really what I felt the clip was speaking on, which I think that could be anywhere. That could be anywhere.
It seems like it's more prevalent in our community because it seems like you really don't hear this from the white community or the Asian community, whatever. It's only our fucking community. It's like, yo, it's like, seems like some old slave shit. It's like, yo, I can make you the house nigga and I can give you everything. But the day you ever turn on me, I can make you a field nigga just as quick as I made you a house nigga.
Well, let me just
make sure I'm gonna place you with another field nigga.
So are you saying that this mainly happens within the community of black people in the industry? Is that what you're saying?
Bro, that's what he said.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that because
all right, look at the case of.
There's a lot of other celebrity high established people in any type of industry who have been called out for things like this. Diddy is within a long list of people who have either gone to court or are going to court or have been saying, yo, this happened and this person did it. And I don't see that many black people on this list with money like that being able to do these things. And then another thing is that okay, so we are the, I would say we're the little people. We're the people who look at all these other people who are rich on TV or in music, this, that, or that. They live a different world. Like Dre said, they're walking in different rooms, they're crossing different thresholds, right? Who's to say that in their world, this isn't normal shit? And when you get into this industry, you walk into what you see them do on a regular. Who's to say that Puff hasn't been doing this for forever, if he is doing this allegedly, and the people that he normally does this with, this is what they do. They've been doing this for decades. You know what I'm saying? They introduced him to this game by doing that. You know, we're looking at it as, I mean, great, however you decide to look at it, one thing is a fact. None of this shit is cool. A lot of it is wrong, right?
Of course. I'm going to start naming names. Go ahead.
Name names what? Go ahead. Name names.
I'm talking about far as black people that you got Michael. You have at one point in time Michael Jackson,
who was technically acquitted. I mean, the person said that it never really happened and they lied. But go ahead.
It was business too. But that was business related.
Yeah,
but I'm saying they tore Mike down. You got Bill Cosby. You got R. Kelly. You have Diddy.
R. Kelly was just nasty.
R. Kelly
was nasty.
He's been nasty for years, bro.
He's been weird for a long time too, especially with all the stories that people tell.
Yeah, he's been nasty.
Getting away, but the thing is, he's been skating. I'm pretty sure he's seen that room. He's been skating with the shit he's been doing for years. It's okay. Just you keep skating.
No puffing.
You
skating.
Got tips. Yeah, you got Tiff. You got Tiff. You got like people like how they tore down Tiffany Haddish. Telling you, eventually you might see the same. That is the same. It is the same. They only allow
one. Now she said no to somebody.
Yeah. She said they only let one black. They only let one black comedian in at a time. So they build you up. They tear you down. Let's see who else I can name.
I don't know if I agree with that either.
Yeah, I don't think I would agree with that. I think this is something that people that aren't in the industry think, like people like us who see it and say, and I don't think that's the case.
If that was the case, there's no way that Robert Townsend, Eddie Murphy, and Keenan Ivory Wayans would be able to work together to do something like Delirious. You know what I mean? Like, these are three working men who were in the industry who were able to create something. I mean, I get the point that you're trying to make, but I think that's just false.
No, that's very fucking true. Let's see here. Everybody ever work with Ice Cube, you had, and they're still around, but they all had their high peaks. You had the Chris Tucker at the time.
You're never going to stay at your peak, and everybody's going to peak at a different time. So we're going to get off of this because but we're beating a dead horse. But I think in the wording, that's where we have a disagreement because they don't just let, like, I get it. We all want to have the establishment be like the people who say what goes. But the truth is, there are more than one black comedian let in at a time. Everybody's career peaks and valleys at different times. So you might be at the height of the height, but white people are at the height of the height too.
So who's at the height of the height right now with Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart is falling from the height of the height. Somebody else is about to step into that role because not because there can't be one at a time, but because it's just that, hey, we was on him for years, but now you said it yourself. We all said it ourselves. Okay, it's getting kind of old. We don't really want to see his stand-ups. He had 11 stand-ups, and they kind of all do the same thing now. So it's just a natural order of things to go. Yeah. It's ebbs and flows in people's career.
You want to see every time Dave Chappelle drops a special, which he's dropped many, you would stop whatever you fucking doing to go watch one of them. You're right,
but is Dave Chappelle at the height of his career?
Dude, at the highest career was a Chappelle show, and I'm pretty sure he walked away because he probably said no to a room. Let's walk in this room.
Yeah,
that's who I'll say. Okay,
you are correct about that, but that's not that you're.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to say, what I'm trying to say is a lot of artists is coming out saying like, hey, man, you just had Mace recently say the same thing on his podcast. Yo, I stepped away because they wanted me to go in that room. But I was going to be, he said I was going to be the Loon and who else he named? The Puffy.
Craig Mack. He named
all Craig Mack. He named all these people. He said, I didn't. I stepped out because I didn't want to walk in that room. And I came back and did it my own way and returned to the money. What I'm saying, back to Diddy, bro. It's like Diddy has been, yeah, this Jay-Z has been there and he's been like silent. But Diddy has been like, everybody's like, yo, we got to be like Diddy. Diddy is like the gold standard when it comes into the rap music biz. Because a lot of people don't remember that.
With entrepreneurship, Diddy is,
okay,
is
not even
business mogul. A business mogul that you look up to business-wise. Rap, I mean, not really, but all around. I mean, think about it. He has alcohol. He has the music industry. He has the label. He has Revolt. You know what I mean? He had all these things. So you looked at him like a business prodigy almost. Yeah.
The business prodigy, which I think was given to him, because at the same time on his climb up, a lot of people don't remember. If you heard, it was Suge Knight, what was his name? Prince, Jay Prince, and I think it was him and somebody, it was a third person. I want to say P. But they all was trying to come together and start an independent thing from the music business. Where,
Irv Gotti.
You remember this? Who was the third person?
It was Irv Gotti.
Irv Gotti. All right. Irv Gotti. All three of them was going to come together and start something that was completely black owned and start bringing artists in to get away from these bigger companies. Next thing you know, Suge is being investigated for his criminal activity. So is Jay Prince. Irv Gotti home is raided. They break that shit up. Oh, and who ascends in the process of that breaking up?
Oh, you definitely got Diddy on that. Diddy, you got Jay-Z, you got you. So there's definitely credence. Two of them niggas was real gangsters, though.
They were.
Like just being quite clear, them niggas was actual fucking gangsters, and Jay Prince, them niggas left him alone. They tried to fuck with him though, but he was he clean.
He told what happened. He said, "Yeah, FBI agents followed." But so what? Diddy was a real gangster. Diddy was a lot of people don't know. Diddy was on some real gangster shit.
I agree with that.
At the same time, Suge Knight was on some real gangster shit.
I agree with that.
Diddy had the same pull that Suge had.
Yeah,
but somehow, magically, his shit gets wiped away when he was doing the streets. Shit gets followed. He becomes this big guy. Jay-Z, another big dude. Nothing against Jay, but Jay was a street dude and a real street dude, a real drug dealer, really out there hustling and getting money.
They said he's next.
You get what I'm saying? You sign these contracts and they let you in and they say, yo, once you get... Because Diddy was starting to, you could see him starting to be on some old black, and you seen him start shifting to more black empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
Black only, start doing this and start only buying black, oh, nigga, you got shit fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
We put you in here to keep.
Who got a phone we near? Who got a phone near a speaker? Yeah. Whoever has a phone or a speaker or a mic or something.
I hear it.
Oh, no, I've been hearing it.
Yeah, it's not me.
How about now?
Keep going.
All right, so think about it. These niggas, it was cool when these niggas was talking about popping Cristal, drinking Bell over there, Grey Goose. And all this shit. But now you want to get away from Goose and get Ciroc? You want to get Ace of Spades?
Well, yeah, he has Ciroc with the white people. And you know he was taking him to court. But that's important to the story, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's okay when you're We're the main, black people are the main fucking consumers in the United States of every fucking thing.
Right.
We are.
So listen, no, I agree. Let's get down to brass tacks here, right? When it comes to Puff Daddy. Okay. Two things that I had to say, and then I'll get to my second thing, because that him taking the Ciroc people, the people he's in business with, to court is very important right now. Very important. But the first thing is, I think with these rooms that he always takes people in, can we be honest about that? Now, I do think there's some truth to it, but there's always men just waiting there for you to walk in to start kissing. I just want y'all to just try to let me ask you a question right now.
Okay.
Real shit. This is real shit. And it's going to come off like a joke, but it's not. Let's say I'm a record exec, and let's say I'm known for doing that. That means that I have a room somewhere, even if it's in my house, that's dedicated to just having men there waiting. There's two things that could be. That could be an incredible coincidence that this man is just that powerful to just have men, on site or on the ready. No women, no nothing, just all men waiting. Like, all right, soon as did he walk in, or right when he about to come, let's just start kissing. So that when he walks in, we freak somebody out. Right? Which to me doesn't sound like doesn't sound real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not every man all the time. Y'all gotta wait. I got the kissing room that only men can go in, that's running 24/7 whenever I land. Like, come on. Or that's some devil shit. Because the devil can make sure that shit is all... The devil can make sure that you see whatever it is that he wants you to see in that moment. Do you understand what I'm saying when I say that?
Yeah.
The devil can make sure that at any point in time, you can see what he wants you to see. That'll scare you.
And that's God also saying, hey, my son, putting his hand on your shoulder like, yo, please step back. This is the only time I can help you before you go in that den with these snakes and these devils. You know, and what's crazy about that shit, that's a thing called what they used to do, like slave masters, which fucking devils themselves. It's called buck breaking. You break the buck. You break the strong black man by fucking performing gay acts on him. Yeah, you get what I'm saying? So, yeah, you break this strong, you take this strong, because most of these dudes that are rappers are hardcore street dudes, especially the ones in the early 90s. Early 90s was mostly a lot of street dudes who found out that you can make money, a lot of money, by doing rap and kind of leaving the drug game alone. You can make more money just by saying some words. So you taking these strong dudes that is fucking probably out there running crews, doing shit, street dudes, and then you take them to this shit, and then you try to break them, and the ones who do break is like, yo, I got you. How can you ever go back to your hood and say you this tough nigga, and I know you in here performing gay acts with men? You mine's now. I got an agenda that I need you to push, and you're going to push it. Or these niggas is going to start finding out about your secret life that you live.
Well, here's the thing. The gay shit been going around about Diddy for years, right? About Puff for years, right? So they say, all right, we can't do that. But the one thing you could throw on a nigga, even if it ain't true, is that child shit. That's what they hit Michael with. Michael like, all right, y'all can call. I don't know if they ever called Mike gay, but it's like, I'm pretty sure that wouldn't bother him. Like, he wouldn't like, oh, all the girls are not going to want to fuck me now. Like, he didn't care probably, because he was in this whole like, nigga, I'm by myself. Like, if I want to fuck a fan, I can make that happen. So it's not a big deal. You call me gay, whatever. But the child shit mars you on every level. Like, it basically puts you in a untouchable position, and you're probably guaranteed to die. I know we all heard the rumors about child molesters and shit like that when they go to jail. At least I've heard them niggas don't last at all. You either go to PC or on a totally different yard where you don't even interact with the other people, or when you get there, that's it. They're killing you. So you put that on them, it's going to stick.
Let me ask you a question. Both of y'all can answer this shit. You think that's why Macaulay Culkin's career got cut short, because he testified on Mike's behalf saying he didn't do it?
I don't think so. I think Macaulay Culkin probably got a peek behind the curtain and said, I'm good. I'm okay. Y'all can have this.
Or he had to peek behind the curtain. They said, hey, you do this on this guy, and you think these Home Alone movies is doing well. I got the next batch for you. But we can't get this guy mic'd down. Do y'all think that happened?
No.
We can't take him down. No? All right.
I don't think so. It's a good theory, though. Don't get it wrong. It's a great theory. I guess it's just from me looking at Macaulay Culkin and feeling like he probably just had enough, because he had a fairly successful couple years. He had that. He had The Good Son. He had a bunch of movies that were like really big movies. And then I think he just got tired of this shit. So that's what I thought that for so long. That's why I can't think the other way. But that's a good theory.
I want to look into that. I want to look into the Mike case in Macaulay Culkin's career, and then his descent, because I'm pretty sure if you look into that deeply, pretty sure both of them coincide with each other. But that's just a tinfoil hat theory of mine. So, all right, why is it another thing I asked y'all? Why is it a thing?
Kevin didn't answer.
Oh, go ahead, Kev.
Hold on, I'm looking at this Diddy shit right now, and I was about to ask a question about what y'all thought about him and his mom's relationship and how that may have affected the things that he was going through. You know what I'm saying? To lead him into the situation he is now. But I mean, I don't know, man. You didn't see that?
No, I didn't see it.
Apparently, also, him and his gut.
I also didn't hear a little bit of what you said. Probably the most important part.
Well, I said
I was Boost Mobile.
I definitely don't have Boost Mobile, but I was saying I was going through this shit about Diddy and Janice Combs, his mother, Janice Combs, and this weird relationship that he had with her, and you know, I guess they're a certain type of vibe or whatever the case may be, but the way that she, you know, raised him as a kid, and how they said that that could have affected a lot of the decisions and the things that he's done, you know, now. So maybe the way she raised him could have affected. I mean, I don't know if you know about, yeah, but I don't know if you know about like Diddy's history, like his father and his mom and shit like that, like how she was a model, and his dad was like, really in the streets. Yeah, his dad was really in the streets. He was really a gangster, and he ended up being killed in his car. I guess I believe he was shot in his car, and nobody ended up, you know, figuring out how or what happened. But he was really in these streets. And I was thinking about what Kev was saying, like, yo, you know, previously, like, yo, Diddy was really in the streets too. He had the same pull as Suge would have, the same power Suge had at the same time. And when I see shit like that, I kind of look at it like, yo, maybe a lot of that shit comes into play. Like, you know, his family's history. We don't, I mean, me personally, I don't know the whole scenario of how Diddy was raised, how he grew up, what he was into. When we started seeing Diddy or even knowing about Diddy was when Biggie came out. You know what I mean? Before then, we didn't know nothing about, or I didn't. I mean, besides him being a dancer.
Me either. I just thought it was this nigga in the background, like Shook said.
Let's assume this, though, just for conversational sake. Let's assume that Diddy, because when I hear gangster and Diddy, I don't see the same thing that, and this is what I was going to get into earlier. I don't see the same thing as Shook.
I don't
Shook,
either.
Shook, I feel like, is I'm the gangster in front. Nigga, you gonna listen to what I say directly. I'm talking to you. I pulled up on you, and I'm the intimidating nigga. I'm the big nigga with the cigar. I ain't gonna say much, but niggas gonna do what I say. I'm gonna make, I forget who he tried to make drink piss or some shit like that. Like he's that guy. He's like, hey, I'm the boss, and you're gonna know I'm the boss. I think Diddy is the guy who he's going to put the hit out on you so that it don't come back to him. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
He's the guy that if I want you dead or if I want something to happen to you, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to call the guy who's going to call the guy that's going to put the hit out on you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not even going to be the one to put the hit. Refer somebody that'll refer somebody that'll refer correct. Somebody.
So it don't come back to me because I got the money to make this shit work. How much is it going to cost and how much does it have to trickle down? It's going to cost $150. All right, cool. Get it done. I'm going to give you half. He's the guy that it's not going to touch him. But when it comes to the freak-offs, I think he was just like, that was his vibe. Like, I'm not going to do the killing, but I'm definitely going to do the freak shit.
That's just, I mean, I don't want to laugh because
it's okay to laugh.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm just saying, like, you walk into a room, right? And there's things that they offer you. You know what I'm saying? We're going to put you in a position to, you're going to be a mogul. We're going to make sure you have more money than you can ever think of. All the women you want. You could do whatever you like. We need you to do this, do that. Or you could do this and that. And then you'd be like, I'm going to do the freak shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, have the option to do it. But you already had it in your mind. Like, no matter what happens when I walk through these doors,
I'm gonna do some freak
going
shit.
With the freak shit. All the way through. You know what I'm saying? Parties and all that shit. You know what I mean? Like,
so if they don't offer it to you, you just gonna ask, well, do y'all got some freak shit available?
I'm gonna make an option.
Do y'all got some freak shit? I know y'all talking about killing people, but
is
what about
any,
the freak shit?
Is there any gay stuff involved? Because
I'm into that.
I mean, if there is, you know, like,
yo, man, real shit. A lot of people that did the grimy shit with Philly, did about to go down.
People are turning on him. Do you know that? Or people are turning witness on him. There's a head of a. I don't know if it's the head of Warner. I'm going to fuck this completely up. So if anybody's listening, you're whatever. There's a head of something. One of these big companies who's a woman, or she got this name that we all probably know. I think it's like India or some shit, but she's turning on him, like, or turning witness against him. What it is this, bro. And I'm going to stop monopolizing the conversation, but I have a lot to say about it. When you do all the shit and niggas was around you, and somebody come, it's like doing a murder, bro. If you was in the car and your man did the murder, you drove the car, or he came to see you afterwards and told you, you might have nothing to do with it, but you was around it and you knew about it. And they come to you saying, we about to give you 100 years. We're going to give you 100 years unless you tell us what you know about this dude. Right? I'm not saying you would do this. I'm saying that this is how they do things. When they come to you and say, I'm about to give you 100 years, no matter what, because we want this guy. We don't want you. We want him. But I'll give you 100 years if I have to, unless you give us information. That's what's happening with Diddy. They want him.
Yeah.
They want him bad, or else we wouldn't know about it. You understand what I'm saying? It's all over the news. Social media is the new news, but it's all over the actual news that they raided his house. Them niggas just don't be chilling like, oh shit, let's go. Them niggas get tipped off. Yo, we about
watch
to go
this.
Read.
I'm about to read you. I'm about to read three you of something. Them. I'm about to read you something. Dream Hampton. This is what I just found out about this rape case. Dream Hampton, the producer of Surviving R. Kelly, told the Times last year that an accountant has arrived for the bad boy founder. Puff is done, she said. The suit against Combs also shows a desperate backlash, the Me Too movement, and the legal culture changes has came with it. He had endured the impact. Even if the allegation of sexual assault and harassment do not make the daily headlines the way they did in 2017, the reckoning is ongoing and the industry is likely to remain immune forever. Like, what is the lady from Surviving R. Kelly got to why is she now in the case talking about Diddy is done?
Because the niggas done. Know, they know shit. They all know shit. And the thing is, they've been saying this for years. You know, we've all been looking at this security guard, been speaking for a long time. That's how we heard the fucking Ja Rule story.
Yeah.
These niggas been talking for a long time, doing interviews, telling you, like, no, this nigga's a real freak. And he do shit that it's not just about him being gay. It's about him doing like it's crazy shit. And when they get him, they going to get him and they want him. And I don't think it's for that stuff. I think it's for business shit.
I'm going to ask you. Mm-hmm. At what point is people going to start looking at this shit? It's like, yo, I'm about to walk into this room and I got these people telling me that it can make me a millionaire and I could do anything I want and I'll be untouchable. When is somebody going to finally say, like,
I'm going to answer your question.
I'm not untouchable. Like, because you got to think, I'm pretty sure they gave Diddy that same thing. I know R. Kelly. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. R. Kelly walked through that same door through too. And they said, go ahead. They said, go ahead, Diddy. You can have sex with underage, because supposedly he had sex with an underage woman that was 17, got flown out.
Bro.
Who? R. Kelly.
R. Kelly? R. Kelly been at
I'm talking about Diddy. I'm talking about Diddy. Somebody said, this is a suit in the case. I got this shit. Somebody, where is it at? Young lady name. I was just looking at this shit, but she was 17. She was flown out. Talk about Diddy flew her out.
Yeah, man.
She was 17. It's like
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. If I was 17, I'd fuck Alicia Keys too. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like that type. But I'm not saying that it's right.
Well, I'm about to break it down. Her name. She wants to be known as Jane Doe. Says that in 2003, when she was 17, Combs had her flown on a private jet to New York, where he and two other men gave her drugs, alcohol, and raped her.
Mm-hmm.
Suit is filed in February. Producer Rodney Jones Jr. says Combs grabbed his genitalia without consent and forced him to solicit sex workers perform sexual acts. Solicit sex workers and perform sex acts to pleasure of Mr. Combs. You get what I'm saying? It's like, yo, they had to tell you, like, you're fucking untouchable. Do what you want to do.
No. I'm going to tell you. Go ahead. Sorry.
What happened? I'm listening.
They're actually breaking it down like, hey, man, you're going to be on. That's not what's happening. Because I'm going to tell you why it might seem like that. So I'm not disproving what you're saying. I just want to tell you why it seems like that. These rooms, if I'm the devil and I want to trick you, I don't actually have a room, right? And I know that's not what you mean, but for the people who are listening or watching, I don't have a room if I'm behind this whole thing. It's not a room. There's conversations and there's opportunities. There's you raising up through the ranks in a real business and somebody saying, that guy, he got it. That guy got it. Okay. I can use him to further my agenda and our agenda to run the world. Like we're supposed to do, right? Like they want to do, like they do already. He's the guy. We're going to put him out there because he's just the perfect guy to run our offense. Okay. It's not them saying, yo, man, we're going to make you untouchable. It's this man being in that position and liking power. You understand what I'm saying? Let me ask you a question. Sandusky. Okay. Let's use the worst nigga of the worst. If I'm the assistant coach, I've been here for years. I've been working with Joe for years and I just been touching motherfuckers. Like I tried it a little bit and I ain't get caught. What am I going to keep doing over 30 fucking years? I'm not just going to touch these motherfuckers. I'm going to fuck them because nobody's catching me. So it's not somebody telling you like, yo, you can do what you want. It's nigga me. I've been doing this shit and I'm me, nigga. What the fuck they going to do to me? I want this nigga over here. Damn, I'm going to try him. Because somebody should have whipped Puff ass, right? All these niggas is gangsters, right? Right.
No, they can't whip his ass because, like, you want to be a rapper, motherfucker? I grabbed your balls to fuck. I tell every motherfucker in this industry not to fuck with you. But they don't do that?
You're going that way. But I'm telling you that I just think that it's not words. That's all I'm saying is, like, it's not words like that. Like, yo, I'm going to do. It's more of, yo, I'm going to try you. I'm going to try you because I can. And I might say some shit like that, like, yo, niggas ain't gonna fuck with you. But really, I got a whole infrastructure of people around me that make sure you ain't gonna do shit. You get what I'm saying? And the phone calls happen later. Yo, him that y'all was fucking with? Nah. The phone calls happen later. That's all I'm saying.
Because what I find is funny. Like, I'm watching interviews on Club Shay Shay of guys talking about who was on there. You know, how industry guys have tried them. And they would never name the names. I don't want to give the name away. That's always their favorite line. I don't like dropping names. I don't like doing name dropping. But you'll name drop a motherfucker that's almost on the same level with you or a little bit beneath you. You'll name drop that motherfucker. Why won't you name drop the motherfucker doing the shit to you? Because I'm pretty sure, like, talking about Diddy. Too. Yeah, well, talking about Diddy, you got the fucking the Nickelodeon dude. Like,
Dan Schneider?
What is he doing now?
We were supposed to watch that.
Well, I know. We'll talk about that. Well, I'm just saying, we're just going to touch on it. What is he doing right now? What is his job title right now? Is he homeless? No, I'm asking y'all a question. Homeless. Anybody, like, is he still?
I'm not too sure. I don't think he's producing any shows. I think he can.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
he wasn't
like a motherfucker is like that allowed to exist.
I mean, Dan Schneider was weird and he did some off the wall shit, but he never was like convicted or they never like had any type of investigation on him for anything like that. You know what I'm saying? He was accused of just, you know, putting adult humor in these Nickelodeon shows that was just, when you look at it, it's like, oh man, they're kids. That's crazy to make kids do.
I'm gonna say something funny. The reason I brought him up and brought Nickelodeon up because Diddy had which she just recently put out, a skit on the show called Y'all Remember All That. And it was a kid laying on the couch and they tried to wake the kid up and they couldn't wake the kid up. So they poured sour milk on his face and it looked like somebody came all on his thing. He was just covered in all this white shit. So they say, yo, what would Diddy do? So they went to Diddy, asked Diddy, like, yo, we did this. He said, did you pour the sour milk on Diddy? Yeah, we did this, we did that. He said, stick a helicopter down his pants. The kids go back, get a helicopter, lift the kid pants up. This is a video on all that. Stick the helicopter on his pants, down his pants, lift his pants up. The kids come back, Diddy, it didn't work. Gives him the remote control. Hey, you need this. They turn the helicopter, the controls on. Yeah, use this. And now this shit. You get what I'm saying? It hits your dick. But this is the video of all that. And Nickelodeon is like, yo.
Wild. What the fuck? Kids,
you got kids lifting up another kid's pants and shoving. It wasn't like they shoved the toy, like push a toy in there. Like the nigga half the kid arm went inside this kid's pants to like put the toy in there. In the front of his pants, not the back of his pants. Even though that probably worse, but still,
I don't know which one's worse.
Neither, both of them is worse. You should have put the shit. Why you couldn't put the shit in the nigga's pocket? You know what I'm saying?
Or none of that.
Why did they say, "Hey, man, throw a bucket of ice cold water on him"? And he had definitely. Right. Then he automatically went to he named everything. He said, "Here you go." Gave the kids a toy. Stick this down his pants.
I'm pretty sure all that was written by.
That was producer. Yeah, he didn't go in there and be like, "Hey, I got a bright idea. Let's put some helicopters in kids' pants." And
he wasn't. I don't think that was him. Like, "Oh, I'm gonna go off. I'm gonna just get my freak shit off on all that."
No, Dan Schneider and
the rest of them getting they freak shit off because they've been getting they freak shit off. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, but I'm all saying, of them niggas. What would you do? What would you do? I don't think 50. Be like, think nigga, I'm gonna do what? 50 be like, "Nigga, I'm gonna do what?"
I don't think in the time frame you think about it. You definitely aren't thinking as a kid, you're not thinking about that. A grown man.
Diddy's a grown man.
All the grown men in there had the same idea. You know what I mean? You're talking.
Even the moms and stuff. I don't think you're thinking about it like that. You're just thinking like, oh, this is kids. And then when you look at it with the hindsight is 2020. When you look at it with the scope of it, you say, oh shit, that was weird. I don't think you're looking at it in the moment like, because it's a wacky show. So you're thinking they're just doing something wacky until you put it all together 20 years later and you say, oh, that was some weirdo shit.
Not only that, but their kids is getting that bag right then in the 90s. They're putting their kids are set up to be television stars with apparently not the black ones, with the exception of Kenan Thompson.
Right, yeah.
But you're setting your kids up for a future. Oh, shit.
He went into the room, bro. That nigga aged 20 years. He went into the room. That nigga was 25 years ago. Am I wrong?
He did look like a grown-ass man on the teenage show. Yeah.
He was acting in the fucking 90s, nigga. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, in the 90s.
Yeah, he was way older than us.
Bro,
he was 25 years ago. Really? I mean, he was a teenager. I think he started way before 13.
He started way before all that, bro. He was on like other shit. I remember him. Yeah, bro, come on.
What year was all that out?
94. So, yeah, he right, at 94. It aired in 94. Nah, Drake, because in 94, I was 11. I was 11 in 94. So, he might have been maybe 2 years older, 3 years older than me, maybe like 13, 14. Yeah, I'm 40.
He should be 40. He should at least be 51 right now.
Nah, he's not.
Do we look it?
He's 45.
Exactly.
He's 45.
All right. Debunk, but he definitely went to a couple pizza parties. If you really want to put your tinfoil hat on, then you could.
Let's move this.
Oh, you must not know what that means. You don't know what that means.
Nah, I don't. I don't want to know what it means. It's some
break it down for
freak
him.
Bullshit.
Put your tinfoil hat on. It's all got to do with the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know what the pizza parties is, my nigga, it got to do with kids, man. And I was going to bring this up,
but bring it up.
It's a lot of that type of shit that's been going around, but nobody been put up on charges for that. And it's like real shit, right? Real shit. And motherfuckers have not been pulled up on, but Diddy has been pulled up. That's why I said this is a business thing. This is not because he just happens to be doing all this freak, nasty, terrible shit.
Allegedly.
But there's other motherfuckers who are known to be doing worse, but them niggas is living scot-free. This is business.
Actually.
This is business.
Well, the reason these niggas is, yo, I don't care how y'all say it's not, yo, it's a fucking skin tone thing. I don't care how y'all want to look at it. That's a reason why fucking America go bomb these other countries for oil. These motherfuckers don't like these Saudi princes, but they gotta fuck with them because they fucking billionaires and they own tigers and shit. Like, they got money. We ain't born. Right, we don't come from money.
Leave me to where you're going. Leave me to where you're going.
Okay,
with this one.
Black people in America don't come from fucking money. We don't. We are the biggest consumers in America. We don't come from money. So in order to get money from us black people, you got to put certain ones up on the pedestal that who you think are for you to make you go buy and consume products from white motherfuckers. Because let's be real. You look at Asian America, they all shopping. They shop in their own town. The ones that are real Asians, they shop. They money don't leave their town. Jewish people, their money don't leave their town.
No. The Jewish people's money is
whatever.
Maybe I shouldn't say.
Yeah, maybe.
Don't say it. But their money circulates amongst them. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, they're not going to go buy.
You spending their money right now.
Yeah. I'm spending. Get what I'm. Okay, cool. But they stay to themselves. Chinese Americans stay to themselves. All these other, we the only fucking race that goes out and we spend so much. So what they say? All right, cool. I need the youth. All right, Puffy, you gonna get the youth for me. All right, you're a rapper. You gonna get the youth for me. Boom, boom, boom. Look at TD Jakes. He allegedly was in some shit. You gonna get these old ass church folks that I need. All right. Middle-aged people, all right, y'all are into the kind of the pro-black thing. We get it. Y'all starting to wake up. Y'all starting to kind of y'all youth. All right, here, we're going to give you Oprah, Tyler Perry. Y'all get that crowd. The minute any of you motherfuckers get out of line, though, we're going to take this from you. That's the thought that these motherfuckers have. But they are steadily pulling from us. They got us on all levels. Old, young, and in the middle, they got something for us. They got something for us. They got it, whether it's Oprah for the middle class, the middle age, Steve Harvey for the older people, TD Jakes for the young, for the churchgoers, Diddy coming up. Who's next? If Jay and Diddy's about to get moved out the spot, maybe they aged out so they don't need them no more. Who's next? They're going to prop up and say, hey, bro, you are the new Diddy. You are the new... You rule this music industry now. Everybody looks up to you. Who's ascending right now? Who is like, damn, man, this motherfucker.
Whoever they
coming
say
out of nowhere,
is,
man.
Yeah. You putting too much.
You gonna sing him?
Whoever they say, like they'll sit, they'll sell you whatever they want, and you and put on whoever they say. If we're taking that side of it, you know what I mean?
But it's think like, about it. Out of nowhere, he's gonna have a million followers. Out of nowhere. He's going to be in everybody's video. I don't know where this person is going to be on everybody's song in the background or on their song. Out of nowhere. But that's how they always come. They come out of nowhere. Nothing against Kevin Hart, but real shit, I really did not know. I've seen Kevin Hart in 40-year-old version. I kind of heard of him. Somebody said, yeah, he was in this movie called Paper Soldiers. Really didn't fucking like. This nigga just, all of a sudden, this nigga's the biggest comedy thing ever. I'm trying to think back. Like,
did it with no talent?
Nah, he's talented. Don't get it wrong. All these people have talent. I'm sorry, you gotta have some level of talent. Jay is a fucking monster with the bars. But it was one point in time when my cousin came from New York. This is 96, 97. My cousin came from New York. He's like, yo, you got to hear this nigga Jay-Z. This is Reasonable Doubt was coming out. What the fuck is my nigga? Who? Jay-Z? What the fuck you talking about, nigga? I'm on this Rough Rider shit, right? I'm on this Woo shit right now. Because Woo just did the double LP. I'm on this Woo shit right now. These Rough Rider niggas is coming. Who the fuck is a Jay-Z?
You know, that's how I felt about it.
I understand, but yo, let's be real. Some niggas do just come out of fucking left fucking field. Because even with your social media shit, you see everybody who should be on the rise right now. Big Josh should be on the rise.
So Jay-Z, I don't think that's a fair assumption because he didn't come out of left field. But let me give you more of what you're saying though. Back then, if we really want to have a conversation about it, the mainstream or the higher ups didn't know how influential rap was. Cause at the time it wasn't as influential as it is right now. Yeah. Right now it's the number one genre, right? Mm. It has even the white people on the whole thing. So what that means is we can use that to influence. Rock and roll was a little harder because everybody didn't, you know, like I'm talking about hard, like crazy rock and roll. Mainstream rock and roll, yes, but it didn't have everybody. Rap has everybody. So I think as time went on, that's when they started understanding like, okay, certain people in the hip hop community are going to be the ones that we, you know, kind of, hey, we're going to offer things to. So that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's a plan, but I think it's more like, all right, well, hey, I know if I'm the guy running shit, hey, make sure that Puffy guy, make sure he gets that. So I don't think it's them saying, you're going to be the most powerful. I think that they know who to appoint And they keep them in line, obviously, for with things like this. So let me continue with that. With the internet age, it is so much easier to tell you who's going to be who we want to appoint, because all we got to do is give you 3 million followers, because it's all computer now. It's like the fucking the slot machine at the fucking casino. Nigga, the shit hit when I say it hit. You might think it hit, but I want it to hit. You know what I'm saying? You putting in work, but I want it to hit. Now you everywhere. Why else do you think? And I'm gonna land. Just give me some sec. Give me a little bit. It's gonna hit when I say it hit. Why you think there's so many talented people, but it's that one person? You like, why is this person everywhere? Every fucking where? Why? Like, there's mad other people who do the same shit or do something better, but this person is everywhere. Who the fuck is Charli D'Amelio? Y'all don't know who that is, and that's okay. This person has like 1 billion followers on TikTok. Just a little white girl. Just a little white girl. It hit when I say it hit. Nigga, hold on. I'm about to land.
What artist she cater to? Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
White, black, all that shit. White, black, all that shit. So billions. So this little white girl was able to generate money for our whole family. The D'Amelios. It's a thing. You understand? So I'm building it up so I can let you know what else is going on. Just 1 second. So the button get hit when they say it get hit. And for certain people that they wanted to get, like people who have that influence. Pause there. You guys aren't on social media, and I get it. There was this girl called Whoa Vicky, right? Whoa Vicky made mentions of this party. It was an annoying ass white girl who talked like she was black. Very annoying. She talked like she was Atlanta? Black. Yeah.
I know. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So she like was everywhere at one point. Was everywhere. Right? She was invited to one of them parties. And guess what? Guess what she is now? A devout Christian. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm trying to say? So
listen, bro. I think it.
Yeah.
I think it's like right now. I think it's happening to Kim Kardashian. She's looking at this shit like, I wish I never. I'm just saying, she's following.
She's posting the parties.
You know. Yeah, but she's kind of falling off. I'm just saying, you're about to see. As I look at my kids, my dumbass son will see somebody with 5 million followers or whatever, and that motherfucker can tell my son, you're not a hood nigga. You know, you gotta go raid the Wawa, right? We about to go fuck this Wawa up. And they go fuck a Wawa up. This kid don't get arrested. Nothing happened. You never hear nothing about anything happening to this kid, but they fuck this Wawa up. And his followers are still going up. They don't ban him. Then a bunch of our black kids go out and go do this shit and go fuck a Wawa up. It's like, yo, it's like, one is meant to spend our money, and two is another thing just to keep us checked is in line is, yo, yeah, these fucking black people are fucking animals that need to be checked by the police. But on the same token, we need their money. So they do everything. Even though slavery is gone, with this fucking internet and shit, is like, yo, man, slavery is so easy now. It's like, I can do whatever. I can make you work as hard as you want. Work hard. I mean, work hard at your job. Spend all your money with us. All your hard-earned money comes back to us. I can make your fucking kids animals and savages, and I can have the cops keep them in check. The ones who think they're too fucking uppity and think they're too good for you, I can make your black ass denounce them as fucking black people. Shame them in their own fucking community so they can't come back and tell you a positive message.
You look. So let me ask you a real question, bro. Right? There's two things with that. I don't think they think we animals, yo. I think there's some shit. I'll put my tinfoil hat on for real, for real. I think there's some other shit that we just don't know. That it's a reason why shit is targeted towards darker skinned people. It's a reason. It's a big reason, and it's not a reason. It's not just hate. It's not just none of that shit. I think it's a whole spiritual reason why.
Well, Cat Williams said it himself. He said He said, I can say white America, but you're not black. So I got to say what you are. Y'all got this country, not all white people, but white America. They say white America or the races, whatever, make you look this way. And you do this right here, while they still know, look over here, which is your truth, and they know your truth. They make sure that you do everything in your power not to look back at this truth. So they keep steering you in this direction. Because it seems like every time somebody gets close to our truth, they die, they're fucking labeled fucking crazy.
So ask yourself why.
I'm at the age now where I hear people like fucking Cat Williams and some. I was like, yo, man. Yeah, he looks crazy, but I wonder, is he putting on this facade? So
get my truth from Cat Williams.
I'm not saying, but I'm just saying. Some of these people, they make them look crazy. Mm-hmm. And you say to yourself, crazy, but I'm pretty sure they're looking crazy. So they're getting the truth out to some people, but a lot of majority of people look at this black motherfucker as crazy, so they won't kill him. They won't kill him all. Same thing, like, ah, you're fucking crazy. Keep telling you the truth, nobody believes you. Like, what I'm saying? It's like, yo, I gotta play this role so I don't get killed. Even a Kanye West, to somewhat of a point, some of the shit he says makes. He was like, yo, Adidas dropped me because I said this about these people. And they said I was anti-Semitic, where the fucking Adidas was started by Nazis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He looks 100% crazy. But guess what, right? If Diddy can be made to be a pedophile, allegedly, can't Kanye West be made to look crazy?
Yeah,
you get it's really hold on, real quick. You know I like to talk.
Bring it back to that crazy shit. Go ahead.
Dave Chappelle. Was that where you was going?
Yeah. No. Right. I was gonna tell you something about a mafia boss that played crazy in front of the feds, but was still running the mafia. People thought he lost his fucking mind. So the feds eased up on him because they thought he lost his mind. He would act crazy and look crazy, but he was still running shit. They still let him go on running shit. He's like, oh, he lost it. He doesn't have control of this shit. Nobody's going to, but he was still running. So I'm saying, like, yo, you got to play. Maybe black people are pulling for that. Yo, I got to play crazy so they don't come after me. Oh. Don't kill me.
Well, I was more referring to how they can make you look crazy. And I was saying,
oh, yeah, that too.
With the Dave Chappelle shit, they was like
smoking crack.
They told him, like, yo, Cat Williams probably told us, he told the story. He was like, we can make people think that you crazy as hell smoking crack. By the time you, after you turn down the $50 million, like, by the time you get home, we can, and that's what happens. I do think that, hey, we can make you damaged goods. And that's just regular corporations who just are too big to fail. Like, we can make you damaged goods if you, you know, say no to the wrong person. I think that happens to women in the industry all the time. We can make you damaged goods. That's easy.
And I think
we control the media outlets, nigga. Yeah.
Only reason Dave's career got saved because social media wasn't that prevalent at that time. So it's like you're not watching the news and you're not watching everything to keep up on it when they was trying. Because it was a point, I'm like, this nigga gotta be smoking crack. He turned out $50 million. But you kind of like let it go and you forgot about it. If Dave would have did that same thing now today, oh, it'd have been AI-generated fucking people talking about them black people. AI would have been making fucking posters. Dave smokes crack. He turned out $50 million. Dave is crazy. He would have never been able to rebound his career. And that's what happened to Diddy. I got the fucking tapes. I'm going to release this shit. Y'all niggas can't do nothing to me, nigga. Please.
Which brings me back to what I said off camera. my barber, my new barber, I keep saying Barbara. His name might be Barbara. He was saying, y'all think that they went and they raided three houses, New York, LA, and Miami. Y'all think that they were looking for evidence to, you know, about Diddy. No, they were there to get the evidence that Diddy had of the people in power. Think about that. Somebody's saying that there's a tape there. Like, yo, there's a tape. Yo, there's a tape. Diddy fucking somebody. There's a tape. It's Diddy, bro. I got three houses. No, it's not even about who cares. It's Diddy. He got three houses. I'm a mogul, and I do freak shit. First of all, somebody probably got it on their camera phone. Okay. Yeah. Second of all, I'm going to keep tapes of me doing shit in my house, or I'm going to put it somewhere else. Like, I got mad properties or mad shell corporations. You think I'm going to leave it in my crib so I can just go watch it every day? Or is it more plausible that, hey, y'all think y'all going to do this to me? I got every one of y'all on tape. And nigga saying, word? Get Diddy.
And they probably said, yo, I heard this nigga is taking his trip out of town. Let's raid his house so it looks like he's fleeing.
That's plausible. Now you got your tinfoil hat on, my guy.
Meanwhile, he taking a flight to a safe deposit box to make sure it's all in there.
Yeah. I mean, oh, one important thing. He did sell, which how do we know about this, by the way? We know about this. It's crazy. He sold all of his shares in Revolt. Right as this was happening. Come on, man. Let's talk.
It's so much going on, man. And it's just crazy. It's like, yo, all this shit is going down now. He liquidating assets, put it out on social media. Black people, like we always fucking do. Let's turn on the black man. Like, I'm sorry when the white people do get in trouble, a couple news outlets carry it. I got white friends on social media. I don't ever see them reposting Sandusky or some shit like that. I don't see them making memes about them. I don't see black people making memes about nothing. Bill Cosby. Let's do the Bill Cosby jokes.
You was one of them. I got all mine from you, bro.
Again, I was, but it's like, yo, when I started seeing Diddy and all this shit, the Diddler and all, I'm not reposting this shit. I stopped reposting shit after the Bill Cosby. I stopped reposting a lot of shit that tears these dudes. I'm not getting into that shit. You're not getting that shit on my timeline. I don't give a fuck about it. Because I'm going to repost the Dan Snyder shit. Yeah, I'll repost that. But I'm not going to repost it as like, hey, you guys are so busy looking at Diddy. Why nobody's talking about this? Nah, I don't repost that. I'm just going to post some of him doing some fucking foul shit. I'm not going to be like, hey, black people, we got to stop tearing down our black people and let's tear down the white people. It's like, no. That right there is counterproductive. It's like, I don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be like, hey, let's stop. It's like, no, I just don't give a fuck. Like, white people don't give a fuck about when white people do fucked up shit. They don't repost it. They just watch it on the news and it goes away. Why can't we do the same? All our shit's all over. Every fucking radio station doing it.
No.
Us right now is a podcast doing it, but we're not trying to really tear it. We tore Diddy down the first time. This time we were trying to look in like, yo.
Because it seems.
Why?
Exactly.
Like, why now? It's like, why?
Yep.
And that's what this podcast was, because the first one was funny. The reason I say that, because I would just listen to Donnell Rollins on Rogan, and he'd say, like, man. He said only black media is the only thing. It's like everything they dwell on, it has to be negative. And that's the only way you pop as anything successful is you negative. Joe Rogan was like, I don't do that. He said, I'm always super positive. He was like, Joe.
He got to stop. Joe has to stop.
But he is, he doesn't, he has.
Black media.
No. Donnell Rollins said that. Joe right. didn't mention it. Joe stayed away from it. Joe just like it. Because I'm looking at Joe. I'm like, Joe just had Cat Williams on the show. He could have easily did the route of Shannon Sharp and said, let's talk about all the fucking non-funny comedians. Cat Williams instead. No. They just sat there and had a conversation smoking weed, talking about whatever they, all his guests come on there. I watched.
You know what I'm saying? Like Donnell Rollins still was, he said black media. So Joe Rogan saying, I don't do that. Exactly. You're not black media.
Yeah. So it's cool. But he's like, he asked and he was like, Joe, he's like, and you don't understand. Black Twitter dwells. He said, Joe, you're not on black Twitter. So you don't know. They dwell on this shit. That's what they do.
Joe said, what's black Twitter?
Yeah, he did. The nigga didn't even know what Jonah means. I didn't know what Jonah means till about a couple years ago. Jonah means cracking on a nigga. It's a fucking down south shit, like Jonah. Never yeah, exactly. That. It's called Jonah. It's called the same thing as us cracking on niggas, busting jokes. Is that's their meaning down south. So
I know that. Okay.
This, what I'm saying.
Yeah, I realize that. Yeah. You definitely
so, yeah, so I'm basically right because everybody I seen, same people I see go on Joe Rogan, have a great fucking time. But if I watch a Club Shay Shay, it's like, yo, it's, I fuck with Shannon, but it's like, yo, nigga, you are the comedian's super beef outlet.
He hit a lick.
Like, he hit him like, he hit a lick. It's like, yo, you realize that you thrive on comedians beefing with each other.
You going to do the same
thing? Had, I hope. I don't want to.
You I'm would. Sorry. Yes, you know why?
I don't want to.
Because you. I don't want to. It's the same thing as the Dan Schneider, the Puffy being on Dan Schneider. You don't realize in the moment that that's what you're doing. All you know is look at them views. That's why the world is fucked up. Look at them views. This worked. Other people going to call to do the same thing. You're not going to see it as I'm perpetuating comedians beefing. No, I saw Cat Williams get his shit off. My name is Irvin Johnson, and I'm a comedian who want to get my shit. I'm Corey Holcomb. I don't like Corey Holcomb. I'm Corey Holcomb. I want to get my shit off. Yo, I'm trying to get on the show. Shane, I'm trying to get on the show. Come on up. I need guests anyway. That's all, man.
It's like, damn, can we ever get, I got to wrap this up because I just want to know, can we ever get out? It's like, is there any way for us to get out of it?
you know what you do? You be the best. I say this all the time and I say, this is what everybody should do because I do feel like this is all a distraction for all of our people, for all the people. I'm not even just talking about black people. I'm talking about the people of God, the people who are, you know what I'm saying? Who have that good vibration in them. You'd be, concentrate on being the best person you could be every day. Treat people how you think you would want to be treated and just try to be the best person you to be. Y'all dads, be the best dads. Take care. Just be good people. Whenever you feel yourself doing something that you probably shouldn't do, don't do it. That's what we do. And if each person does that, then we could be a little bit better. That's it.
I hear you. And another thing, just before we wrap this up, Shannon, Club Shay Shay, I ain't taking no shots at you. I fuck with you. I don't want to look like I'm down to you or anything like that. It's just like, you know what I mean? And if you take it the wrong way, you probably won't see this video, but I'm just saying, dog, because I'm trying to get out of the mold of trying to even tear down other black people, dog.
Even Nick
That's
Cannon?
That's why fuck Nick Cannon. Nah.
No reason at all. Nick Cannon.
Y'all always bring him up. Like I just
said. I mean, you said that. Whatever. You just said you were trying to stop.
I always play the Nick Cannon joke. The Nick Cannon joke will go on forever, but I really got no beef with him. He's doing positive shit, man.
We know that.
I
mean,
I just call him. I just say what I say just to be funny.
I know you even exist.
Yeah, so
I don't have any beef from Nick Cannon.
Nah, but I gotta wrap this up, man. You know that was time. You know I appreciate everybody checking this episode out, man. And if you are in the black media space, hopefully we can find a way to get away from the negative shit. I just hope it's possible, bro. Real shit, I do. Like, I really do, because I noticed we start doing this shit and we're like, all the fucking views going up. It's like,
let me tell you, but that's not what I really want to be. It's
that's not where, that's where they, I'm about to say, that's where they find the checks at. You know what I mean? That's what controls a lot of, when you open up your phone or turn on, even when you turn on your TV, you use all that shit for social media now. You know what I mean? You're looking for laughs. You're looking for drama. You're looking to be in somebody's business without having to worry about actually interacting with them. You know what I mean?
The world is
shut all that shit down and then reset life. That's how you're going to get rid of the shit that you want to get rid of, Kev.
The dinosaurs didn't listen, Kev.
They didn't.
They didn't.
We're fucked up. Seriously.
That media.
Seriously.
God is coming. God got that meter lined up. He said, motherfucker, I should just drop it. Jesus, I'm not listening to you no more. I'm about to drop this shit.
God looked down. That shit
fucked up. Let's drop this meter, nigga.
Yo, God not destroying the earth because Jesus said, wait. It's fucking insane. Wait.
Hold up.
Give me one more millennium.
I got this.
Peter is lined up. I got him lined up for Tuesday. Yeah, he's like, I got him lined up for Tuesday, 2025. He wants to go.
Yo, you know what, though?
I don't want to pay the cancellation.
Send that to Seth MacFarlane. Yo, that's a check right there. Heaven, Jesus, oh God. Wait. Give me one more. That's my joke. I got this. If
y'all see that joke anywhere else, y'all know that was my joke, all right? Just letting it go, letting it out there. But we out, man. Peace, man. Enjoy y'all weekend. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Opinionated Podcast. If you love today's episode, make sure to subscribe. Leave a review. 5 stars. We don't want nothing less. If you're an artist, actress, a songwriter, an author, or you're doing something that's interesting and you want to be a guest on our show, please email us at opinionatedpodcastddk@gmail.com. That's opinionatedpodcastddk@gmail.com. Thank you. Have a blessed day.